Tantor Audio presents The Bedding Proposal by Tracy Ann Warren. Narrated by Barry Krynick. Chapter 1. London, England, October 1817.
"This party is duller than a Sunday sermon," Lord Leopold Byron complained with a sigh.
From where he stood with his elbow atop the fireplace mantelpiece, he surveyed the other guests. Not for the first time, he wondered why he'd bothered to accept this evening's invitation. The only amusing activity was drinking, and he could have done that anywhere. At least the champagne was a palatable vintage. Taking consolation from the thought, he drank from the crystal flute balanced in his other hand. At the opposite end of their host's mantelpiece stood his twin brother, Lord Lawrence Byron. Given that they were identical, Leo supposed they must make a picture, particularly dressed as they both were in black silk evening breeches and black cutaway coats with crisp white shirts, waistcoats, and cravats. Lawrence looked at him and raised an eyebrow, its color two shades darker than his golden brown hair, which fell past his jaw. Leo also tended to wear his hair slightly long.
"Just be glad you aren't actually in church," he said. "If I were, at least I'd be able to catch up on my sleep. Rather handy being able to doze off with my eyes open. Fools the vicar every time. Tough to do standing up, though. I can manage in a pinch, so long as there's a convenient wall to lean against. Last time I tried it, though, I started snoring. Great Aunt Augusta caught me and boxed my ears."
Leo chuckled in sympathy.
"She may be pushing 80, but the old gal can still pack a wallop."
Lawrence nodded.
"I'll wager she could make even..."